Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the inyan of Chalukas Hayomim, of the Eved Yom Echad Tzachatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, one day for himself, one day for his master. So now we'd like to explain the Shita Sayyushalmi, that if he gets married, according to the Bavli, he gets married, it doesn't matter when. It doesn't count, as we explained, because Batsmuso, he's an Eved. Just one day he serves himself, and one day he serves his master, but really, he's an Eved. That's his essence. So therefore, he's not going to be married. If he tries to be Makadi Shanisha, it's not going to work. Because as we explained, the Chaluk is not in the Etzem HaKinyan, but of the Zchuyas HaMamon. When it comes to Isura, the Gemara says, Isura loikan mina. When it comes to Isser, the Be'etzim belongs to his, the Etzim HaKinyan, and he belongs to his master, because he's always a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So he's always Aser B'Shivcha, and B'Bas Chorin, because Be'etzim HaKinyan can't get married, he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. Just when it comes to the case of Machal Yakarna, where the principle is depleted, maybe the Yom Shel Rabbi Yala Atzmo, because the Gemara thought that the Tashlum would go to the person who has the Zchuyas Mamon, Yom Shel Atzmo, he has the Zchuyas Mamon, maybe he's going to get the Tashlum. We said, no, Machal Yakarna is different. Tashlimin are for the Gufa Eved, and that's telling Etzim HaKinyan. Mashenkein lo mechal yakarna, it's not about Etzim HaGuf, it's b'shvil ha-hefzid yamei melacha, and therefore it's telling Zchuyas Mamon, because there it's talking about lost days of work. Because there's Nezek, he's worth less in the market now. So memeil b'yom shel atzmo, it's going to be la'atzmo. Yom Shel Rabu, it's going to be Shel Rabu. That's the Tamsis, what we learned in the previous year. According to the Yerushalmi, and the Yom Shel Atzmo, we're choshish for the Kiddushin. So what's Pshat? Probably again, we said, even Yom Shel Atzmo, we still a Chatzi of a Chatzi Ben Chorin. How in the Yerushalmi, the Yom Shel Atzmo, we're choshish for the Kiddushin. So maybe we can explain, based on the Ran, brought in the Shita Mekubetzis and Bavnitzia Davov Amad Aleph, in the famous Sugi of Tokfor Koin, we've had so many Shiraman over the years. With Lamanda Amar Tokfor Koin, Mitzin Miyodoi, Loa Vesafik Im Havishel Koin Alo, Elavada Einer Shel Koin. That according to the Manda Amar, if you have an animal, that's Safik, if it belongs to the Koin or not, you take it away from the Koin, according to that Manda Amar. It's not a suffix if it belongs to the coin. It's fada eno shel coin. That's why you take it away from the coin. And therefore, imikdisha, zesh eno muksuk. The person who's not muksuk is makdish. It's not even suffix hekdish. Given the fada eno shelo. Somebody's not muksuk in an object, claims it's his, but he's not muksuk in it. It's not even a suffix, Hekdesh. Because it's Bade Eino Shalok. Because Tukfu Koin Ein Motzin, or Tukfu Koin Motzin Miyada. So we see that even according to the Tzadik, Kapishmaya Galya, that the object belongs to the person who isn't holding on to it, nevertheless, it's Bade Eino Shalok. Because Mitzadik Cheskes Mamen, the object is going to belong to the Muksuk. Even on the Tzadik, Kapishmaya Galya, the Chepetz is Shayach to the other person who's not Muksuk. It doesn't matter. This person's muksuk. So we say the hekdesh is not going to be a hekdesh. Because it's vade enu shalav, we give it vade to the muksik. The man the yomer tuk for koin mitzim the other. וכן מבור מהגמרא שם, שאומרת הגמרא, שאיסא אגדאי תוך תוקפו כהן אין מוציאין לעשו בידו, if you hold תוקפו כהן, you don't take it away from him. נמצא זה פויטר ממונו של כהן, when he uses his animal for מעשה בהמה, he's patterning his mammon with the mammon of a כהן. That's the צד, איסא אגדאי תוך תוקפו כהן אין מוציאין לעשו בידו. מבור, that if we hold תוקפו כהן מוציאין מידו, he's not poitir m'mayne b'mayne shel kohen. Even on the tzadah b'emes v'shayach to the kohen, that's because in the tzadah cheskis momen, it becomes the moment of the muhsak, even on the tzadah b'emes v'shayach to the kohen. That's pashut. But if afterwards eidim come and are made that the moment is shayach to the person who's not muhsak will be zaychah b'momen. However, the divrei Ran, we have to understand, if the mammon was shaykh to the musik, even on the cycle club, Ishmael Gala, even if God knows that it belongs to the other guy, it's still his. How does the bailus change from the musik to the other guy, Sheinu musik? They ate him without any kinyan. How does it happen? Just ate him, make it belong to the other guy. He's musik. Ruvain's musik. So ate him, say it belongs to Shimon. How does it belong to Shimon? Ruvain's musik. Ad kedei kach. That it's vaday his, and the kedusha of the other guy's makdash ain't a mukdash, not even suffered. So it's mukhrach from this that there are really two inyanim in a kinyan. One is mitzad the cheftza, that in the cheftza is chal, that it belongs to Ruvain. There's also an inyan mitzad the gavra. But through the chalois that's chal on the chefze, the gavra zeiche in his kinyan in this chefze. Chefze belongs to Ruvain, mitzad the chefze, mitzad Ruvain, the gavra belongs to him, since the chalois chefze is that it belongs to Ruvain. Melo mitzad the gavra, there's a chalois on Ruvain that it belongs to Ruvain. And the cheskis mamen, is a psak, the hilchas spekis. And it's pashut that the suffix is only klapi the gavra shem supuk. Aval etzem hachefetz eno b'safek klal. Hacheskat mamon u psak b'ilchas sveikis. Hacheskis mamon is a psak in ilchas sveikis that Ruvain has a cheskis mamon. And it's pashut that the suffix is only klapi the person who's misupuk. But the etzem hachefetz isn't the suffix. According to this, we understand the Ran very well, that the psak of the Cheskis Mammon is only poil, it's only relevant regarding the Schias HaGavra B'Kinyan Shalai. Since Klape the Gavra he is, there's a suffix. Mela, since he is a Schus Mammon, he is a Cheskis Mammon, we say that it's his. That's klapi the gavra, klapi the etzem akinyan shelo b'cheftze. The cheftze's mammon, the cheskis mammon, isn't effective at all, since the etzem cheftze is not besufik. The gavra is besufik, not the etzem cheftze. Because the cheskis mammon is a psak b'ilcha sveikis, and the sufik is klapi the gavra. We want to know who owns it. Does Ruvain own it or does Shimon own it? So you say Ruvain is a cheskis mammon, Ruvain owns it. So the suffix is klapi Ruvain, not klapi the chefze. So because Ruvain has a chazaka, we say it belongs to Ruvain. It doesn't tell us anything about the etzim chefze. So it emerges according to this, the mitzadis kinyan and the chefze remains since Ruvain has a cheskis mammon. So even though as far as the cheftza goes, we don't know, but as far as Ruvain goes, we say that the object belongs to him. So once Edom come, and there's no longer a suffix, is no longer a cheskes mamon. And since it's no longer a cheskes mamon, so Shimon gets the object automatically because he's a kinyan in the etzem chefetz. Because as far as the etzem chefetz goes, Reuven never had a kinyan. Shimon had the kinyan. Just what was stopping Shimon was that the fact that Reuven had a cheskes mamon. So when it said the gavra Reuven, he gets the object. Even though be'etzem klapi shmaya Shimon had a cheskes a chesed adak and the chefetz. But we didn't know that. All we know about it is Reuven's cheskes mamon. So we said Reuven, we say the object belongs to him. And that's ma'akev, that Shimon, who is a chazak and the etzim ha-chefetz, which we don't know, but klapi shmaya galia, so klapi Shimon, he can't take the object because of Reuven's, because Reuven, the gavra has a chazakah. So really, Shimon should have gotten it all along. What was stopping him was Reuven had a chazakah. And it's at the gavra, we say that the object is his, because he's a cheskes mamon. Aval barega, shehusar ha'ikuv, we remove the ikuv, and now Reuven no longer has his chazakah mitzad the gavra because Adam came and said it isn't his. Memela, Shimon gets it without a kinyan because really it was his all along mitzad his kinyan in the cheftza. That explains Shat Niran why you don't need a kinyan. Now the Gemara asks later of Membeiz on Membeiz Yibailu Me'ukav get shichu Oichel b'truma or ain't oichel Kenyan kaspo yom ha-rachmana V'haylav kenyan kaspo hu Odil mekevin ha-mechusel get shichu Kenyan kaspo yikarina be. Somebody was free but he doesn't have his get shichu yet. Can he eat truma or can he not eat truma? On one hand, Kenyan Kaspa Rahman is no longer Kenyan Kaspa. He let him go, his master let him go. Or maybe since he's Machusa Get Shichur, he's still called Kenyan Kaspa. Toshma, Doma Ravka and Mishalshia, Kahenish and Sari Vlad of Vlad Shifchosa, Reilu Oichlim Bitruma of a Holkin Chelik Echot Ala Gore. Yigdilu Atarovis Mishachim Zeze. So if you have a Kohenes that her Vlad got mixed in with the Vlad of the Shivcha, they can eat Shruma. When they get older, they free each other. In case when they get mixed up, so we don't really care who's the child of the Shivcha, and who's the child of the Eishes Kohen, of the Kohenes, because one is an actual Kohen, and the other is Kenyan Kaspa. So they're both cool. The other one's a slave. They both can eat Shruma. And the Eved of a Kohen also eats Shruma. But they receive only one portion of Shruma at the granary. V'cholkum chelek echad ala goyren. Gemara in Yevomis explains in 99b that they may receive truma at the Goren only if both are present, based on the law that a coin slave can't receive truma at the Goren unless he's accompanied by his master. Because otherwise people who see the slave granted a share of truma think that he's actually a coin. He might one day testify to that and he might marry a free woman. Since in our case one of the children is a slave, both must be present if they want to get Shruma at the Goyren. Even though no one knows which child is the slave and which the Kohen, people will be reminded by their joint presence at the Goyren that one of them is a slave. So Chokin Chelek Echad Ala Goyren, one portion. Yigdilu Ata Avoyves, when the pair of children that have been confused reach adulthood, mishacharim ze ze, they emancipate each other. I.e., if the father of this unidentified Kohen died, and the child inherited his father's slave, so one of these children owns the other, so reaching adulthood, each child is meshachar the other, writes a shtar shichur and hands it to the other. The children are required to free each other. As long as they remain unidentified, neither of them can marry a free woman. Due to the possibility that he's a slave, nor a shivcha, kenayin is due to the possibility that he's a kohen. So they fall under the Mishnah's ruling that in the case of slave who can't get married, we force the master, here the unidentified child, to free him, so they free each other. So in this case, neither child has to work for the other. Nobody has monetary rights over the other. It's not known who's the slave. Since even the true owner is obligated to free him, his monetary rights are voided. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says that they can both be truma, so long as they lack emancipation. Based on the fact that one's a coin, the other's a coin slave, they're both allowed to be truma. So we see that even the one who's really a slave eats truma until he's free. So the Gemara wants to bring this as a proof to the shaila of whether Mu'ukav gets shichur eats truma or not. Here you see that it's Mu'ukav gets shichur. Neither child can work for the other. So there's an ikum in the get shichur, he's already been free. Because neither child can work for each other, but there's no get shichur. Rashi says, "Vahim will get shichur, vain the rabbi shuselah. The other time I ever tzichim shishachu zezeh. His master has no rishus over him. We don't know which one's in heaven, and they have to free each other. He's Mu'uk of Get Shechur. And yet it says in the Sefer that Igdil Tarob is Meshachur and Zeh Zeh. When they get older, they have to free each other, but in the meantime, they can eat Shurma. So you see that a Mu'uk of Get Shechur, who's already free, that needs a Get Shechur, can eat Shurma. Mentions the Gemara, no. Got it all wrong. Hachi Ashta. Can you compare this case to the case of children who were confused with each other? Hasim Yavel Yavir Mechad Vinayu David Hu. Can you cast book Rina Bever? In the case of the children, if Eliyahu Navi were to come and identify one of the children as a slave, we would certainly refer to him as an acquisition of a coin's money. Kenyan Kaspa, with a slave to be identified, he would have to work for the other child. So even now he's considered Kenyan Kaspa. You're right, he has to be freed, but in the meantime he's Kenyan Kaspa. If the Belial and Abi were to come and say that he's the slave, he would have to work. But Hacha, in the case of the slave, whose master truly relinquished monetary rights, he's not Kenyan Lav Kenyan Kaspo. He's not considered Kenyan Kaspo. A slave whose master declared him ownerless or consecrated him as Tekdesh. Or a Chatzi Eved, whose master is obligated to free him. In all these cases, the Chatzi Eved, Hefker, he's Makdishim. In all these cases where he doesn't have to work anymore, he has to be freed, so that's not considered Kenyan Kaspo. Because there all he needs is a Kshtah Shichur and he's out. This Eved, Eliyahu HaNavi would come, even though he would have to be freed. Now he has to be freed, because we don't know who's who. But if Eliyahu HaNavi would come, You would identify one of the kids as a slave. So he'd be called Kenyan Kasva. So that's why here he continues eating Truma, but when he's not, when all he lacks is to get Shichur, but the Etzem, he was freed because he was made ownerless or consecrated to Hekdesh. So there's Be'etzem Achiv to the Meshachver, and all he lacks is the Shtar. So there the din is that he doesn't need Shurma anymore. But here, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us who he is, his true identity, that he's a slave, so then he would have to work. Remember, Chaim now David, who Kenyan Kaspo, he's Kenyan Kaspo. He's with the slave to be identified. He would have to work for the other child. So even now, he's considered Kenyan Kaspo. In the case of the slave whose master relinquished monetary rights because he was mafkir him or whatever, makdish him, so that's not considered Kenyan Kaspo at all. That's the Gemara's chiluk. So you can't bring a raya from there to a regular case of somebody using the get shichu. Ad kan mi divrei Gemara. Chayr the havimin of the Gemara to be medamim mukav get shichu to nesari vlad vlad shivchasa tzarich yu. Ain nidan daimel raya nesari vlad vlad shivchasa. Seldin as a kinyan mamon zeshi bemes eved. We just don't know who's the eved, who's the kohen. That's Kenyan Kaspa. Hashem can book get Shichur. There's no Kenyan Mamet at all. That's not considered Kenyan Kaspa. What's Bechal Gemara's having here? Of course, Nisari Vlad of Avad Shifchas is not considered, is considered Kenyan Kaspa. We just don't know. He's still considered Kenyan Kaspa. We don't know whether he's in Ebbers or coming. But he's still Kenyan Kaspa, just Mitzad Chosi Idiya. He's not Kenyan Kaspa. He doesn't work. But that's him. He's really Kenyan Kaspa. How do you compare that to the case of Mugu Get Shichur? He's Vachalar Kenyan Kaspa. So based on what we explain, we understand the Havimin and the Maskan of the Gemara very well. He's got been Yisarev, Vlodeb, Vlad, Shivchoso. Since each of them is Muchzik Ba'atzmoy. If so, even though Kapi Shmai Galia, that he's an Eved, nevertheless, the Cheskis Mammon is effective, and the coin shouldn't have a Kenyan in the Eved. There's no Kenyan Mammon. There's no Kenyan Mammon. Even though Kabbi Shmaya Galia that he's an Eved, nevertheless he is a Cheskes Mammon. He's Muchzak Be'atzma. So the coin has no Kenyan in the Eved. There's no Kenyan Mammon. And if he's considered Kenyan Kaspo, then it must be because of the Kenyan Isser, because he's still Aser Bas Cholin. So Achinami, the same thing would apply to Mukav Get Shichur. He should be considered Kenyan Kaspa Mikatzad the Kenyan Isser. Just like by the Nisarev case, he's Muksik in himself, so he's a Kenyan Mammon in himself. So why is he considered Kenyan Kaspa? Must be because of the Kenyan Isser. So let's say the same thing by Mukav Get Shichur. You're right, there's no Kenyan Mammon, but there's a Kenyan Isser, and that's enough to be considered Kenyan Kaspa. Now this the Gemara answers, no. There, if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says one of them is an Eved, he's called Kinyan Kasper. In other words, since, if it's Mizbar afterwards, that this is this Vlad Shefchas is Kinyan Kaspa, and this we see that it's Kinyan and the Chepza never changes, even though the Pesach of Cheskes Mamon. What happens if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he says he's a Zeved? Oh, he has to go back to work. So from this we see that his Kinyan and the Chepza never changed. Mitzad the Gavra, you're right, the Eved had a Kinyan in himself. But Mitzad the Chepza, the Chepza always belonged to the master, as Eliyahu HaNavi might reveal. So that never changed. And because of this, when it becomes clear that he's his Eved, he belongs to the master, and the equal of Cheskes Mamon is removed, we said before, in the case of the animal of the Kohen, or Ekdisha, two people arguing over an object, and one of them is Makdish. So we said that Mitzad the Gavra, the person is Mukhsak, it's his. And Mitzad the Cheftza could belong all along to the other guy. And if you have Edim or a maid that it belongs to the other guy, then it's Beseder Gamor. It belongs to him, he doesn't have to even make a Kinyan. Because he had a Kinyan in the Cheftza the whole time. Just Mitzad the Gavra wasn't his. So here also, really all along, this Eved belonged to his master. We just didn't know. So Mitzad, the Gavra, he had a Kinyan in himself. But that never changed the Chefza. The Etzem Chefza, this Eved belonged to his master. And therefore the moment the Ikuv of his Cheskes Mamon is removed, because Eliyahu HaNavi come and said that he belonged, that he's the Eved, maybe it automatically belongs to the master. And that's why you can keep eating Truma. Even before the Ayana becomes, the Kohen still is a Kinyan in the Cheftza. You know, Mitzad the Gavri belongs to himself and he has to be free, but Mitzad the Chefza, he belonged to his master. That's why he can continue reading Truma. Hashem came to Ma'ukav Get Shichul, there's no Kinyan Mamon at all. Maybe he's not considered Kaspa Mitzad the Kinyan Isser. In the Havamina, we said he's Kaspa Mitzad the Kinyan Isser. Now we're saying maybe he's not. Maybe it's only Kaspa Mitzad the Mamon, because he's a Kinyan Mamon, and that only applies to the Nesariv case. In a case where the master was Makdish him, or Mafkir him, where he's no longer a Kinyan Mamon, that's not considered Kinyan Kaspa. That's Pshat in the Gemara. And that chiluk. And therefore, maybe in those cases, he can't eat Truma. I mean, in our case, we're bats and he belonged to the coin all along. And now, Husara Akinyan Achetzkis Mamon on himself, that was removed, this Eved on himself. And now he goes back to his master. So Klav Yishmaya Galia, that he was an Eved. This Cheskes Mamon is Poel, that the Kohen doesn't have a Kinyan in the Eved. She has no kinyan mamon. And if he's considered kinyan kaspo, it's because of the kinyan iser, that's the havamina. That the kohen doesn't have a kinyan in the eved, because the eved has a kinyan himself mitzad the gavro. Even though klapei shmaya galia, it's the eved, the chepta never changed, but the kinyan the gavro makes it that it belongs to himself. So why then can he eat shuma mitzad the kinyan iser? Now have a mean, and then the maskana, no. He's eating it mitzad the kinyan mammon, because all along he was owned by the kohen. Well, long is kinyan kaspi. And that's why he can eat shuma. Because mitzad b'cheftza, he belonged to the kohen all along. And now mitzad the gavra, the Yohanav is revealing that that's the way it was. So that's why even before Leo comes, he can eat shuma because he's still considered kinyan mammon. But if the master is mafkir him, or makdish him, there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan moments. That's not considered kinyan kaspa. So you can't eat shurma. So we're left with our question: if Book of Get Shichur can eat shurma, maybe he cannot. But in the case of Nisari, if he can, because he's still the etzim kinyan moment of the master. Shankan in the case of Hekdesh or Hefker, who's Mafker the Evan, there he's not considered Kinyan Kaspo at all. So, Mitzvah, and therefore he can't eat Truma. So, we're going to see a Yisod for this Bunether in the Iran, the Dalin, and hopefully we will see more of the flows. Rabbi Smith, Hashem, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.